Mr. Prince, why don't you come up and show us what you're planning on doing here?
You want me to just tell you what's going on?
Sure.
Oh.
I talked to you yesterday when I went over to look at your place, but these two comrades haven't talked to you. So
my house is, this house we purchased is on a, like a, what would you call it, a triangle? Anyway, it's on the end of a cul-de-sac, so it triangles up, and there's a bunch of room on the east side of the house, so I want to put a garage on the east side of the house, and I want to attach it to the little, there's a part that comes out on the side of the house that I want to attach it to. And because the house, the way it sits on the property, the house is like 10 feet from the property on the back corners, like the far west corner and then the next corner. And so I wanted to take that same, I wanted to keep it universal so it goes on back. So I wanted to be 10 feet from the backyard so that I'm hitting those two corners so it comes across straight. And it gives me enough room to put for the garage I want. So I think the only thing we're discussing is whether we can go, instead of going 20 feet from the back, since the house is already, it's actually 9 on one corner. But since it's actually already that far back, I just keep that same, oh, that nice picture.
What is that behind you, highway frontage?
So, yeah, that's commercial behind me, and they'll be putting probably buildings in there. So it looks like if they do what they did towards the west, they'll just come down and they'll have like a break, just a like shrubbery out from the property, and then there'll be a road right there, like a parking lot road. I don't know if that's probably a city road.
We've actually approved plans for this lot. It'll be a private drive that connect from 2500 all the way over to
Well, see how it is right there. I was wondering
those two lower roadways will connect.
I wonder if they're gonna keep that same. The only thing I don't like about that there is the side by sides come flying down through there.
Shortcut, yeah.
The mobile home,
which is fine except for when it's noisy. And I mean, sometimes the noise is hot, but. Anyway, so I just want to get approval to be able to put that where I've got it marked out.
Can I ask some questions?
Sure. Oh, who's you asking?
for the city kids over here. When was this house built?
1993, according to county records.
When did the ordinance change, increasing the rear setback? I'm assuming the house was built in compliance with code at the time it was built.
I believe so. The code went through a major rewrite in about 2003, so probably around then.
Okay. What would be different if this was a detached garage and not an attached garage?
There's different setback requirements for a detached than an
What would those be?
It's 2 feet. It depends on the size, but it's generally 2 feet off property line. But you have to be 10 feet off the building, which I believe is, that makes it difficult.
They probably couldn't meet that, could they?
Allows them to come closer, basically.
If we were to approve is it in line with the existing house? Is it as close as the house gets to the property line, the closest point? What's the nonconformity? How would you guys look at that?
Yeah, so, I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
So one edge of the house is 9 feet, the other edge of the house is, whatever the back right corner is.
That's about 9, maybe 10 feet. And the other one's 10 feet.
Would it be built?
He's wanting to come at in at 9 feet as well.
Yeah. Would it go backwards or would it be a straight line? Or?
I'm still going back, but I'm not going closer to the property than those two corners that are. So that property, see where that says 10 feet right there? There's another 6 feet to that first corner. But if you come back, this other corner is 10 feet. It looks like on that I'm a little bit farther forward. But.
So the way I understand it, he won't be closer than the already closest point on the opposite side of the house.
I guess that's my question.
Is that right?
Yeah. Either one of those two. Okay. If you drew a straight line, you'd hit those two corners, then you hit in my corner, pretty much.
But it does look like you're going beyond the existing house on the corner where you're going to put the garage, though.
Yeah, I was going to go 6 feet.
6 feet right beyond.
Yeah.
For 15 feet to that property line. Is that what that's saying there?
See the 15 feet? I'll be 15 feet from the property line on that corner. And I'll be 10 feet on the closer part. See how it's on an angle? Like the back fence is an angle and the house is an angle. The whole thing looks like a, I don't know.
Where do you measure setback to?
The back property line.
No, to the wall structure, eave,
They get 4 feet of eave space.
Okay.
But yeah, I don't think they have that here, but to the wall structure.
To the wall.
Yeah.
Okay. On the staff recommendation, it references a 10-foot side yard setback, assuming that means a 20-foot rear setback.
Right. Yeah. The standard is
20. Yeah, I'm assuming these are cut and paste issues. Number two, it says the property is zoned commercial. We know that's not true. The property is zoned residential, right? Right.
I'm not adjoining properties.
Oh, okay. Adjoining properties commercial. That's okay.
That's the intent.
Got it. So our obligation here is to hold a hearing, determine if there are, after notice of hearing, finds enlargement to be compatible with adjoining property and not detrimental to the community. Is that true? Is that what we're after here, right? Okay. Just so we're all clear. As I drove through the community, it seemed to be, mostly built out. There were, a couple of lots, I don't know on this street, but on the next street that were vacant, but seemed to be pretty well built out. I'm not seeing anything that's, and if he was able to have a detached building, he could go significantly closer to the property line than they're asking for now with the nonconformity.
Did you say there are empty lots in this?
The next street over, I think there was one.
So if the empty lots in this area would sell, they would have to comply with the current setbacks. Okay.
Yeah, and there was not many. I mean, there was, like I said, a couple lots on 150 South that are still open, but everything on 100 South has been built on.
And it's all open between that medical facility to the next medical facility at 2600 too. So it's all just open property right now. We don't know for how long. It's been building up along that stretch there pretty good over the last few years.
You said there's been a permit issued there?
We have approved the site plan.
Okay. Excellent.
Any questions, Beth?
I don't have any questions. I really don't see any problems with this because of when the home was constructed and that the setbacks changed after that time.
Yeah.
And we've approved others like that before.
If there's no other questions, I'll go ahead and make a motion that we approve this not a variance. Building permit, I guess.
It's a enlargement of a non-compliant structure.
Yeah. To build a garage and attached to the house on this property and 10 feet from the property line.
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay.
Thank you.
Easy peasy.
Thanks, everyone.
Mm-hmm. So then do I just get with you and like